Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the second day of Adar Sheni, Tov Shein Pei Beis Masechta Demai, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hanoisen Chamoisa, a person who gives food to his mother-in-law and asks her to prepare, make a bread out of it. Not food, he gives her flour, the ingredients to make a bread or to make a cake. Maaser es shehu noisen la, ve es shehu noitel mimena. He must take maaser from the products that he's giving her and also that he's taking from her. Why? Because we are worried and we suspect that she may want to exchange any food if it didn't turn out. Let's say the bread or the porridge or the soup that she's making gets spoiled. She suspected that she would change it for her own and give her son-in-law a better cake that comes from her own flour, that comes from her own produce. And therefore, he must take maaser of what he gives to her, because if he doesn't, he's giving her tevel. You're not allowed to let tevel get out of your hand. You can't give untithed produce to anybody, not to your mother-in-law either. Now, when he takes it back from her, he has to separate it, because he doesn't know if he's getting back a product made from his grain. Maybe from her grain. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Roitzehi betakonas bita uvoishe mechasana. She, the mother-in-law, wants to help the daughter, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. Now, the Yerushalmi explains that this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, is really a continuation of what he said before. The whole mission is really Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning also. And really what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, he's giving a reason why is a woman, a mother-in-law, suspected of exchanging for something that didn't turn out with something that she made from her own resources, her own things? That's because she likes to help the daughter and she wants to do the right thing and give her a nice good cake from something in case it was the first one spoiled. But she's embarrassed to tell her son-in-law that, look, I mucked it up, I didn't do a good job. And therefore, what you're getting back, what the son-in-law's getting back for that reason, may not be a cake baked from the ingredients, from the flour that he gave her. Now, as we said before, this whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that if mother-in-law is not suspected to exchange it for her own, and he doesn't have to worry about maaseres. However, Moide Rabbi Yehuda does agree to the Chachamim. Benoisen lachamoisa shviyis. If he gives his mother-in-law Shmita produce to prepare something baked or cooked thing in the year of Shmita, she'ena chashuda lahachlif, that she's not suspected of exchananging the fruits or his fruits, which are mutter, that came from Hafke, with fruits that are also cause of Shmita. And even if the food got ruined or the bread, she won't do that. Because when you tell her that this is, knowing that it's the Shmita year, that scares her. She will not come lahachil as bitol shvis. She's not suspected of giving her daughter to eat Shmita produce, which is also bachila. Apparently, the Isra of Shmita is more strict for Nama Oretz than the Isra of Tevel, than the prohibition of untithed produce. And for this, you don't have to worry. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Who is the halacha like? The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, both in regard to Shmita, that you don't suspect her, and also in regard to the Maiser that we do suspect, and that the son-in-law has to take Maiser. Mishnah Perek Revi'i Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah comes to teach that the Chachamim were lenient on Shabbos about Maiseres, about trusting people for Maiseres, whether it's been tied or not. One who buys fruits from someone who's not trusted about taking Maiser, in other words, he's buying it from an Amoritz. V'shochach l'asra. And he forgot to take Maaser from it. He knows that they should have done it because the Chachamim made that rule. You buy something from an Amoritz, you have to take Maaser. But he forgot to do it, and here it is, it's Shabbos. Now Shabbos, you're not allowed to take Maaser, because that's called fixing. It's Masaken. You're fixing fruits for food, for eating. And you can't do that. You have to do it before Shabbos. What does he do now? It's Shabbos. V'shoyel v'Shabbos. So he goes and he can ask on Shabbos the Amoretz, look, the fruits I bought from you, are they tithed? Did you take Maaser from it? Now, normally, we don't ask those questions because we don't trust them anyway during the week. But on Shabbos, you can ask that question, and if he tells you that they're tithed, that they're Mu'asarim, then yochal al piv. You can eat it based on his word, based on his direction. On Shabbos. The Gemara explains, the Gemara Yerushalmi explains, that out of kavod of Shabbos, respect to the Shabbos, and the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos, to have food on Shabbos, the Chachamim said, okay, we'll rely on his words. Another reason is, not because of the oinek Shabbos, they were lenient, but because the Amos Shabbos, the fear of Shabbos, is upon the Amoretz, and he's frightened to tell a lie. Now, there's two explanations in what exactly that means. The fear of a Shabbos is on the Amoretz. The Rambam, Bar Tanura, learned that the Pshat in the Gemara means, in the Yishalmi means, an Amoretz is frightened to do an Avera by telling a lie in Shabbos. If he tells you, it's tied on Shabbos, he went to lie in Shabbos. Others learn, Rabbeinu Shimshon learns, that what the Yerushalmi means by saying that the fear of Shabbos is on Amoretz is because Shabbos is koveya lemaisa. What does that mean? That means that when Shabbos comes, then the produce that you have, you cannot even eat ara, you're not allowed to even eat a casual snack. Sometimes in the field, when you haven't brought it into the house, you can still eat it ara. Ara means a casual snack. Once Shabbos comes, you can't have untithed produce, even a casual snack. Now, when the Amah Oretz sees people eating during the week, a casual snack without taking Meiser, and not on Shabbos, he therefore thinks, oh, no problem during the week, but on Shabbos I won't do it, therefore Shabbos. Therefore, if he tells you on Shabbos it's been tied, you can trust him. That's how the Mashal learns. Shabbos is koveya lemaiser, and therefore he's more scared about it on Shabbos. Others say, the Mashal learns, that what does the Gemara mean, that Shabbos, the fear of Shabbos is on him? It's because the chiyuv of taking Meiser, they believed, was only on Shabbos and not on Chol. In other words, if you eat food during the week, you don't have to take Meiser. Anyway, totally wrong, but that's what they possibly mean. Nevertheless, if on Shabbos, the bottom line is, if on Shabbos, Amoretz tells you he took the tithe, he tithed the fruits, you can trust him. What happens Motzei Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Choshcha Motzei Shabbos. Once already it's dark and it's after Shabbos, lo yochal. You cannot eat those very same fruits that you've been eating only a few hours earlier. Ad she aser, until you first take Meiser. Even though you were eating it, based on what the Amoretz told you, the whole Shabbos. But if you've got leftover fruits from those fruits on Motzei Shabbos, you cannot eat it. What's the reason? The Chachamim were only matter, only allowed you to rely on the words of an Amoretz on Shabbos. Because you've got no other Eitzah, you can't fix it. And even in those people who say that we believe him on Shabbos because the fear of Shabbos is upon him, but the Chachamim were only lenient for the sake of the Shabbos. Once the Shabbos comes, no, can't add it. According to the Rambam, he says an interesting thing. He says that when the Mishnah says don't eat until you take Meiser, it doesn't just mean don't eat the balance until you take Meiser of the balance, but when you do take Meiser for what you've already eaten. Amazing, for what you've already eaten as well. Even though we allowed you to eat it, because we said it's already my time, that's at Shabbos we allow you. Doesn't matter. But the Shabbos, take Meiser from what's left, for what's left, but also for what you've eaten. That's how the Rambam learns. Loi Motzoi, what happens if he can't find him? He can't find the seller, the one who sold him the grain. And it's Shabbos here. Omeloi Echod, Shenen Emel Meiser, someone else who didn't sell it to him, and who's not normally trusted for Maestros, comes along and tells him, oh, you can eat that those fruits. I know that those fruits are tithed. They're okay. Musar name. Can you eat? Yes, says the Mishnah. Oichal Alpiv, you can eat based on his word. But, once again, Choshcha Motzei Shabbos, as soon as it gets dark, Motzei Shabbos, Loi Yoichal Ad She'aser, do not eat until you take Maestros of the Demai. A person is not believed to give edus, to testify about something that he suspected from not keeping. And finally, the Mishnah talks about a totally different case. Trumas Meiser shel Demai shechozer limkoima. What happens when the Truma Meiser of Demai, produce that you bought from an Amoretz, got back into its place, got mixed up back into the whole lot of grain that originally was taken from? Let's explain. Trumas Meiser, is a din like truma gedola. Only one who can eat it is the kohenim. What is trumas maaser? When you give a maaser of your produce to the Levi has to give a maaser of that, a tenth of a tenth, to the kohen. Now, what happens with demai? When I buy demai from produce from an am haaretz, I have to separate the maaser rishon, give it to the Levi. Well, I don't have to give it to the Levi, but I have to then take a bit, a tenth of that tenth, and that has to go to the kohen, because that could be, that's serious, that's like truma gedola. Now, what happens if that little bit of trumas maaser, that 100th that I separated, jumped back into the grain, into the box, back with the other 99 grains or the other 99 kilos of produce I've got? What do I do now? It's called meduma. It's called a mixture. Why is it called a mixture? Because I've only got 99 kilos with the 1 kilo attached to it. You need 100 kilos to be mevatel it. So because it went back in it, the whole thing is meduma, the whole thing is called mixed. There is in this 100 kilos, 1 kilo of trumas maaser. And I don't know which one. The only thing you can do with it is normally, if it was real produce that was untithed, that I did it with, vadai, not demai, I would have to just give it or sell it to the kohen, except for the trumas maaser from it, because I can't eat it. No one can eat it, except for a kohen. But here, because it was bought from an Am Haaretz, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Shaloi. We have a way out. The seller, you can even ask the seller during the week, even during the week you can ask the seller, tell me, did you separate maestros from the produce I bought from you? And you can eat based on what he says to you. Why? Because since the buyer tells the Am Haaretz, the seller, oh, you know what's happened? I've separated maaser just in case it was not tithed, and then I took a tenth of a tenth and I called it truma gedola, but it's fallen back in. It's fallen back in. It's meduma. It's mixture now. When the Am Haaretz hears that, he gets scared. Truma scares him. Just like the fear of Shabbos is an Am Haaretz, so is the fear of Truma mixed with Chulin that gets him nervous. Oh, and therefore, if he knows now that the buyer is relying on his word, and if he says it's tithe, then it's really not tithe, then there could be a problem of Truma mixed with this thing. Then, and if he then tells you it's been tithed, it's been, I took Maaser, then you can trust him. And therefore, that's why Rishum Shazuri says, with Demai, even if the 100th, the Trumas Maaser, fell back in, you can still eat it if you go back to the Am Haaretz and say it was tithed. Then you trust him. That means it wasn't Trumas Maaser in the first place. You only did it as a precaution, but we trust the Am Haaretz that it really was tithed anyway. And that's how most Mefarshim learn. And therefore, it's Mutar B'Achila.